Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Dav Zayin on Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learn about include the following. The Gemara continued the discussion from the previous Dav, whether Tumah Hutri Hibitzibur or Tumah Dechuyi Hibitzibur. Under what circumstances and when the tzitz, the forehead plate of the Kohen Gadol, is effective to make karbonis brought betumah acceptable? Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Tumah Hutri Hibitzibur. Tumah is completely permissible for karbonis tzibur, the public karbonis. Tumah Dechuyi Hibitzibur. Tumah is only set aside for the public karbonis. They can only be brought betumah if there is no alternative. Shirayim. After the kemitza, the handful has been removed. The remaining flour of most menachas is eaten by the kahanim. One exception mentioned in this daf is minchas nesachim. A mincha of libations, which was brought with karbonas oilu shlam, is kol, completely burnt. Tzitz. The forehead plate worn by the kohen gadol. It is inscribed with the words kodesh lashem and allows karbonas that became tameh to be accepted. Pigel. If during one of the four avodas of a carbon, the kohen thought about eating it or burning it later than the prescribed time, the carbon is pasul, and one who eats the meat is liable to karas. Noiser, meat that was not eaten and left over past the prescribed time. Hesach hadas, lack of awareness during a mitzvah.